from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, a live look at the Oakland Coliseum, where the A's will kick off their season opener against the Cleveland Guardians tonight. But there's drama already unfolding off the field. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. This could be the last opening game for the Athletics in Oakland, and that's sparking some tension between the team and their fan base. Thousands of fans are expected to arrive at the Coliseum today, but many will not spend their money to go buy a ticket and go inside. They want to send a message to A's owner John Fisher. They want the team to stay in Oakland, not move to Las Vegas.
Our intent is not to go to any games whatsoever. You know, John Fisher doesn't deserve our money. The A's organization, the front office, do not deserve the love. The Raiders wasn't as tough as this. This is like a slow, drawn-out, just vindictive relocation process.
Instead, fans who are boycotting the plan to pack the parking lot with a massive tailgate. But it's not all hate. There's fans who still love this team. Our Sean Chitness has the story of a super fan who remains optimistic.
If wearing a suit and tie shows people you're serious about what you do, then Todd Schwenk wants fellow fans to know he's a pro when it comes to cheering on the Oakland Athletics.
Sometimes people forget that the ushers are the host to our baseball party.
And that means celebrating everyone who makes the game possible at the Oakland Coliseum.
It's the little things in life that mean a lot. And we're so proud of our Oakland A's yellow and green. And right here we get both our yellow and green.
Since the pandemic, Todd has given out roses to the ushers at the first and last day the A's play at home.
Every time I hand out a flower, it's a blooming memory for life. And I really, really enjoy, how shall I say, what goodness comes back to me tenfold in the name of a flower gift.
He's been a fan for decades, following the team as a child all the way back to the 70s when he lived in Pennsylvania and saw them win the World Series 3 years in a row. The A's haven't given fans seasons like that in quite some time, and the support they've shown toward the team isn't the same either.
I've spent my whole life living in the now because we can't control the future and we can't redo the past. What we can do now is cherish the moment.
But Todd remains optimistic the A's aren't leaving Oakland yet. No matter the team's record at the end of the year and where the team plays, he wants this opening day to start with the sweet smell of something satisfying and offer another bright beginning to a new season of baseball.
There's too much good times to still be had for the kids, for the older folks such as myself, and every age group in between.
And if you're planning on heading to the A's game tonight, you might want to take BART. Two big events in Oakland could create a traffic nightmare. Gianna Franco has a look at what you can expect.
The Oakland A's are kicking off their MLB season right at home against the Guardians. So it could be extra busy along 880 as you work your way near the Coliseum near Hagenberger's. So expect some slow-go conditions north and southbound Nimitz Freeway. Adding to that, there is also a concert happening tonight at the Oakland Arena. So you're going to see a lot of people heading out to the concert as well, making it extra slow for folks in and around surface streets near the Coliseum as well as the arena. Maybe consider using BART. You might save some time using public transit.
Okay, turning to our first alert weather right now. Here's a live look outside. You can see a little bit of cloudy, a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of rain. Well, that was at least the rain was last night. But not for long. The rain as will be coming back. Two storms are taking aim at the Bay Area. Meteorologist Paul Diano is tracking the wet weather.
The boys of summer start playing today, and it's going to feel not even spring-like outside. Yes, we will get the game in tonight. Just some scattered showers throughout the day. Mid-50s in Oakland. They're hosting the Cleveland Guardians. First pitch at 7:07. My bigger concern is for what's going down in San Diego. The Giants on the road. Yeah, you'll get the games in today and tomorrow. Weekend could be iffy. Our storm, the one we get Friday and Saturday, will be a big rainmaker in Southern California on Saturday and Sunday. We might get back-to-back rainouts in San Diego for the first time in a long time. Our radar is featuring scattered showers today. There have been some downpours during the morning hours, but you'll also get a good amount of sunshine. So your next weather headlines, it's a brief break between storms. We got one last night. We're getting another one tomorrow. But there still will be some isolated showers or downpours out there. Storm number two does get here tomorrow, and it's going to be a weekend split. We're going to see half of the weekend wet, and half of the weekend is going to be dry. Let's look at high temperatures today. Not that warm in the wake of the storm. North Bay, Novato, 59 degrees. Oakland, 60. Vallejo, 59 degrees. Concord, 62. Redwood City, 62. Livermore, 62. A little bit milder in the South Bay later on today. More on the storm. We'll go hour by hour with Futurecast and see when it arrives and when it leaves. That's coming up.
Well, happening in San Francisco's Chinatown this evening, a book reading on how do you avenge the death of your mother. Nearly 30 years ago, Susan Liu's mom died as a result of a plastic surgery malpractice. She dealt with the trauma through performance and art, and Susan tells me she found her answers by turning her tragedy into real change.
Everyone knows the tragedy of the dead, but let's talk about the tragedy of the living.
How someone heals from trauma.
I felt scared.
Can come in many different forms.
Perhaps there was too much shame tied to how she died.
For Susan Liu, she found answers as a performing artist with a one-woman play, and most recently as an author with the release of her memoir, The Manicurist's Daughter.
Seeking the truth was how I would avenge my mother's death.
Her mother, Feng Ha, known by her American name Jennifer, had owned two nail salons. A Vietnamese immigrant who had made a life for her family in the Bay Area. But in 1996, while undergoing a tummy tuck and chin implant, she went into a coma and later died of a botched plastic surgery. The doctor had been at the center of multiple complaints, having his license suspended by the Medical Board of California. Where Susan made a trip to the San Francisco doctor's office, where her mom went in but never came out.
Sometimes I look back and I wish I could have prevented her from coming here. I've come to this building so many times looking for answers. And a part of me feels that I found that answer and now I can let it go.
Susan found that answer by turning trauma and tragedy into real change. At the time of her mother's death, there was a $250,000 cap set in 1975 in the state of California on the amount of money that injured patients and their families could recoup for pain, suffering, or even death.
Plastic surgery is a perfect example of this.
Carmen Balber with Consumer Watchdog had been fighting the cap for several decades.
Now, in 1975, $250,000 was actually a reasonable amount of money. Today, that amount is about $50,000 when adjusted for inflation. What that means is no attorney can afford to take a case that has only non-economic damages with that cap being so low.
When I was 11 years old, I lost my mother to medical negligence.
They recruited the help of victims and their family members, including Susan Liu, who testified and told her story to medical boards and lawmakers.
One of the most important ways that an organization like mine can make a change in the law is by telling the stories of families who are impacted.
And in 2022, they won the battle. Governor Gavin Newsom signing California Assembly Bill 35, the Fairness for Injured Patients Act, raising the cap families could recoup for medical negligence from $250,000 up to $1 million.
That's me leaving a legacy for my mother.
A legacy through activism and real change, while healing through performance and her art.
I wanted to know who she was and how I was like her. And most of all, I wanted to know if I could heal from this trauma.
By retelling the story of her mother, not just how she died, but how she continues to live.
And because of the statute of limitations, Susan Liu and her family will not benefit from the change in the law. As for the doctor who performed plastic surgery on her mother, he passed away in 2014. Tonight's reading will take place at the Great Star Theater in San Francisco's Chinatown and will be open for discussions.